This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Medical professionals make mistakes. One common reason that doctors make bad decisions is because they ignore the facts shouting at them that the decision is wrong, or they insist on interpreting the facts using the lens of the wrong diagnosis or a particular bias. Dr. Nate Link is the medical director at Bellevue Hospital, a large safety net hospital in New York City. He's an expert on decision making. I asked him why humans find it so hard to let go of our fixed beliefs in order to see the truth.
It's human nature to adopt a position and then try to stick with it. And sometimes we interpret new information in a way to support our original position instead of letting it point us to the better way. If I just give an example from my world, the symptoms of heart failure, where fluid backs up in your lungs, it can look a lot like pneumonia, which is an infection in the lungs, but they're two very different things. If a physician gets settled on the diagnosis of heart failure, he or she might get stuck on that idea and then begin to ignore the details, right? Symptoms that point in the other direction, towards pneumonia. So in the end, the physician might make the wrong diagnosis and even deliver the wrong treatment. Because it's really hard for people to let go of their fixed beliefs, you know, even doctors.
So new information is interpreted through the lens of a mistaken belief. Nate Link has just written a book called The Ailing Nation, Lessons from the Bedside for America's Leaders. And he runs the website snickersnack.com. Dr. Link writes that there is a medical approach to making good decisions that could be applied to public policy making. And he uses as an example of how this might work the policy around the Affordability Care Act, or Obamacare.
You know, they had a problem to solve, which was uninsured Americans. They came up with a way to address it, which interestingly was pretty conservative. It's private health care delivered by private doctors and private hospitals, and it's private insurance. This is very much a Republican idea. And I think Obama was actually trying to find a middle point where everyone could come aboard. But in addition, they really thought through carefully like how they were going to pay for it, which they did through a variety of taxes and fees, primarily on rich people. And how they were going to deliver this care in a way that would be cost effective. So a lot of attention in Obamacare towards flattening out our growth in costs, which has been eating away at our national economy. When you now look back at what took place, you see they pretty much hit the mark in all respects. In terms of the goal, it was to deliver the health care for all these Americans who didn't have it. And 20 million Americans now got health care through Obamacare that they didn't have before. So that was a big impact. So they did bend the curve. When you look at national health expenditures, they have been growing more slowly in the past decade than at any time in the past 60 years. And that's worth hundreds of billions of dollars per year. And then finally, it came in under budget. So that if you actually repealed Obamacare, our deficit would go up because it would have an adverse impact on our budget. So it was pretty much a win-win-win, and it's hard for some people to let go of their original resistance to Obamacare because I think they get fixed in a position and they feel like they have allegiance to that original position.
For all of us, doctors and the rest of us, remaining open-minded and not closing ourselves off to ideas that just don't fit our mental model means that we can continue to learn and adopt and understand in ways we just can't when we hold a fixed mindset. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.